So, Gats here, if you're like me, you love a good stat, but there's one stat you probably don't know, your vehicle's battery charge. That's why Advance Auto Parts has free vehicle battery testing and installation with no appointment needed. Battery start at just $79.99. They also have curbside pickup on any order. Enter the code DAN20 when you buy online to save 20% on your order. Advance your auto at Advance Auto Parts and participating CarQuest locations. See stores for details.
This is the Dan Le Batard Show with the Stugatz Podcast.
Those of you familiar with the decade and a half of Roy Bellamy's silent, stoic, brooding work on this show know that Roy Bellamy does not usually have a happy face. The face is happy when he is laughing at something that has happened around here, but otherwise it goes right back to resting miserable face. And today it is especially a miserable face because he was up till 3 o'clock in the morning, as many of you were, because the comedian of not only our time, but I would argue the comedian of all time, Dave Chappelle, released something at 1 o'clock in the morning. And one of the reasons I believe that he is the comedian of all time, not just of our time, is because I have no idea if this thing is funny or not. I have no idea if it's poignant. I just know that I want to hear from him. And there is no other comedian that resonates like that, that everyone has dined at the trough for 2 weeks.
Right.
Everyone has dined at the content trough. And this guy, who does it his way all the time, releases something that's already got, you know, a million views. I don't even know. Roy, help me out here, because I have not yet seen it. I just know that he released it. I know that it is 8 minutes and 46 seconds, the meat of what he's doing, because that's how long a police officer was on George Floyd's neck.
Do you want to see it at 1 a.m., though? That's the question.
Well, he's just releasing it. He's releasing it at his time, and we'll all get to it. Who cares whether it's at 1 a.m. or whether it's today? Like, what are you doing? What difference does it make?
I'm being old.
It doesn't matter when it comes out. He knows we'll get around to it, and he knows that we want to hear from him, because
you're right,
his voice is one that echoes. Now, I asked this question innocently because I really don't know. Put it on the poll, Guillermo, at Le Batard Show. Do black people like Jerry Seinfeld? I know that his show was something that felt like it was for white people. It didn't have a lot of black characters. I don't know how many black people watch Jerry Seinfeld. But the reason that I asked the question is Dave Chappelle could not be the resonating echoer that he is if white people didn't also like him, because they're too much of a buying public, and they keep comedians, because you can be a comedian that succeeds with just a black audience, but it's hard to be a broad best of all time comedian if you don't also resonate with the other races. And Seinfeld is the other one I would put in this conversation if we were talking about comedian of our times. But Roy, what can you tell me about what it is that he released? It seemed to me from what I read that he was apologizing for it not quite being polished yet, because these guys spend weeks and months sort of on the sculpture of what it is that they're doing. Every word has a place meant to trigger the funny. What is it that you saw, Roy? Was it funny? Was it heartbreaking? Both? Neither?
Well, first, the title of this particular set is 8:46. That's not the length of the set. The length of the set is actually 30 minutes. It was released by Netflix, and this one is poignant. It's informative. It's not necessarily comedic, and it was done last week. So this is fresh. And I think you'll get something out of it.
All right. So, but was it, it's not yet on Netflix, correct? It is simply right now a YouTube vehicle. Is it the whole thing that will be appearing on Netflix, or is it just a preview of what will appear on Netflix?
I don't even think it's a preview. I think this is it. I think this is important enough for Netflix to release. I don't think it's going to be on Netflix, actually.
So here is part of what we were discussing a couple of weeks ago when Kevin Hart went on Joe Rogan's podcast and said that he palpably envied the freedom that Dave Chappelle had. Kevin Hart, if you've seen that documentary on him on Netflix, has a lot of responsibilities, and he's a very popular comic, but his work has been sort of diluted by his omnipresence and the fact that, you know, he has made movies that have had some success, but many people don't like them. And so Kevin Hart will never get to be, because he's the popular guy who sells out football stadiums, he will never get to be the Chappelle-like Richard Pryor figure that runs on the edge of things. And, you know, in his 20s, after making one of the great comedic television shows of all time, breaks free. People think he was going crazy, Stugatz. People thought was going crazy because he walked away from $50 million. And what it was is he was in too many boardrooms where he felt like white people were laughing at black people because they didn't get sort of the layers of what he was doing, which is black people laughing at the way white people view black people. Like that's what he was doing. And he was in too many rooms where he's like, wait a minute, I don't like this. This doesn't feel good. It doesn't feel right. And then he's just bought himself total freedom. Total freedom.
Right.
He does whatever the bleep he wants. He says whatever the bleep he wants. And he is not tied to any corporate responsibilities. When you're signing Dave Chappelle, you know what you're getting. You're getting someone who lives and works on the edge. And it's a bummer to me that even as this is poignant, it's a bummer to me that not even the greatest comic of our time can find the funny, in what he's presently witnessing, because he's too tired. He's too tired after whatever it's been, 50 years. He's close to 50 years of enduring what the black experience has been in America.
He does it his way, excuse me. He does things how he wants them, when he wants them, with zero fear, which I'm certain makes him the envy of many in that industry, not just Kevin Hart. Most guys in that industry, most people in any industry would like to be able to do it that way. But I think a lot of people would argue comedian of a lifetime.
God almighty, Stugatz. Like, I would have preferred.
What's the excuse now?
Now what is it?
I don't know.
It was cigarettes on the way in.
It's a cigarette.
It's cigarettes on the way in.
Stugatz, stop making other excuses.
I didn't have one.
You smoke cigarettes.
I didn't have one. I'm in my wife's car. I'm serious. My other car doesn't work. I'm telling you right now.
I'm putting my mask on.
You can come smell me all you want. I'm telling you, what I need to do is do a pregame segment with you guys where I talk, because after I talk for 2 minutes, I am fine. And I am fine now. What I was going to say was, and come smell me if you want, I am certain he's the envy of all other comedians, being able to do it when he wants, whatever he wants, without
fear. You said that already.
But, Dan, I think a lot of people would question David Chappelle as the comedian of our lifetime. I mean, Eddie Murphy fans would argue that. Steve Martin fans would argue that. George Carlin fans would argue that. I'm not certain Richard Pryor fans would argue that. I think you're giving Chappelle a little too much credit.
I can't get to a good smell because I can't socially distance. The answer's in the fingers. I did like one of those wafting things, trying to get whatever was on his shirt up to my face, but it's impossible to remain 6 feet away from him.
I'm telling you. No darts on the way in. I'm in my wife's car. There's no way it's happening. I can't.
Okay, but don't you
And then I'm wearing a mask, and my mask has no holes
When's
in
the last
it?
Cigarette I mean, you had?
Yesterday.
Okay, so you don't think that has anything to do with what comes out of your throat?
Perhaps. I think it's more like a medication thing, time of year thing, and a mixture of seasonal allergies and the medication that I'm taking. I mean, I sound great right now. I'm telling you, you and I need to do a pregame segment before the show starts. I sound fantastic right now.
We're 20 years into this. Like, you can, as a professional, feel free to just talk that way for 2 minutes on your way in.
I did.
Like, you don't
do the me.
You don't do anything that resembles just taking care of your craft. You do realize, right, that your voice is the only thing at this point that can undermine your disgusting self. Like, you lose your voice, you're out of money. Like, you're going to run out of money if you lose your voice. Celine Dion takes great care of her voice.
Yeah. Like, I know she does. I take great care of my voice, and I take great care of my money. I got plenty. I mean, if this thing ends up going away.
Maybe it helps his voice.
Thank you, Dan.
The tea and honey that Celine Dion uses, Stugatz uses darts.
At Lebatard Show, funnier way to describe cigarettes, heaters or darts at Lebatard Show.
All guests of the Dan Lebatard Show. Look at that. Just a little segment. And come smell my fingers, Mike. All guests of the Dan Lebatard Show appear via the Shell Pennzoil Performance Line.
Would you want to smell Stugatz's fingers?
They smell delightful right now, I am telling you. I mean, a little soap, a little hand sanitizer. They smell great. Stugatz here. Support for the Dan Lebatard Show with Stugatz podcast comes from our friends at Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. Home today is so much more than it was yesterday, but at Rocket Mortgage, home is still all about you. During these challenging times, the top priority at Rocket Mortgage is the health and safety of the communities they serve. If you need mortgage assistance, their team is available 24/7 to answer questions and offer solutions. Whether that means saving money on your mortgage or finding a new way to navigate payments from their home to yours, the team at Rocket Mortgage is with you. Visit rocketmortgage.com/Lebatard to learn more. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states. NMLS consumeraccess.org number is 3030.
Is your money not sure what to do with itself right now? At Ally, they'll help it save for the future with their smart savings tools. Bucket your money for the things that matter most. Analyze your spending and save automatically. All on top of a competitive rate. For all things money, you deserve an Ally. Visit ally.com/savings for more info. Ally, do it right. Ally Bank, member FDIC.
SBN Radio is presented by Progressive Insurance, with insurance for cars, homes, boats, motorcycles, RVs, and commercial vehicles at 1-800-PROGRESSIVE and progressive.com. Today on ESPN Daily, back in 1998, Mark McGwire and Sammy Sosa chased MLB's home run record. Hear what it was like behind the scenes. It was crazy. It's a crazy summer. And how perception of the era changed as steroid use came to light. That's ESPN Daily, presented by Marathon. These days, we have to travel smart. Marathon can help by improving engine performance with quality top-tier gasoline. Marathon, fueling the American spirit. Download, subscribe, and review ESPN Daily, available wherever you enjoy your podcasts.
Here's my prediction based on what Stugatz just said about this 30 for 30 that I think people are really going to enjoy about Sammy Sosa and Mark McGwire. One of the fascinating things happening in America right now, Stugatz, is you are seeing what young people do with the power. On the positive side, you're seeing young people and the voice that they have. In fact, the little I did see of that Chappelle special, he did say, he's like, I'm in the passenger seat. Young people, congratulations for driving this car. I'm just a passenger on this ride. But on the other side with young people, I think there are certain things that they are simply not aware of because it happened before they were old enough to sort of absorb things. Right. So when cancel culture becomes very strong and people say that Robert Downey Jr. and Tropic Thunder should stop with the blackface because they're just discovering it and they don't even have the context for how it was being done in the movie. It wasn't the way Jimmy Fallon did it. But the cancel culture arrives and they learn something late and then they get outraged retroactively and they try to cancel Jimmy Fallon. This is what's going to happen with Sammy Sosa on Sunday. People are going to realize that he's become Sam Sosa. Like, this is, wait till you see what happens on social media when people discover, wait a minute, this dude used to be really black and now he's not really black anymore.
There appears to be a bit of a recalibration from old Sam Sosa. The lighting is different. I don't know if it's the makeup, but it's not quite the Pepto-Bismol photo that we saw circulated a few years ago.
He's back closer to Sammy. I saw a little bit of the movie. It's very, very good, by the way.
There's a spectrum.
Yes.
And the Sam Sosa that I see in the trailer is landing in the middle of that spectrum.
Well, hold on a minute. What is this spectrum? Help me understand what
Sammy
the...
Sammy and Sam.
Okay, yes. But donde está Samuel? Where is...
You'll find out Sunday.
Okay.
Little did we know there was a price to pay.
All right, so...
He's not back to having a Y in his name, but he's closer. That's all. That's
so
the best way.
So he's like Sammy, but with an I.
No, I feel like what you guys are saying is he's now Sam, S-A-M-M, as opposed
to... Yeah, there's two M's. definitely. He's changed some.
So are you guys telling me that this is not going to be a thing Sunday night? That people, because there's one thing that I think young people don't remember, which is laugh out loud funny, which is in the middle of all of that insanity where they were just hitting bomb after bomb and we weren't questioning anything. We're just like, wow, these guys are so amazingly strong.
Question. We were having the summer of our lives.
Yes, I mean, it was a great deal of fun. Steroids was medicine. This was long before we felt the need to chase A-Rod through parking lots and everything else. It was just a great, the party was a great deal of fun. We weren't ready for the hangover.
I still know that Cardinals lineup top to bottom because I watched so many of their games. Here's what I'm telling you about Sunday. If someone hasn't seen Sammy Sosa since that magical summer, they will notice Sammy Sosa looks different. However, if they've seen the Pepto-Bismol photo or right. the photo of him being
they will also see that he looks different.
He looks different from those photos. Right. Like I said, looks middle better. Of the spectrum. Yeah. Two M's now.
So has he gotten the coloring right enough that people are not
going to walk that all the way back? No. Yeah, there's no turning back at a certain point. I don't know if this is makeup. The lighting around him doesn't seem that good. I think part of this is by design, but something has happened once again with the hue.
What Mike is saying is if you haven't seen him since that summer, it's going to be jarring. If yes. you've seen him since that summer recently, last 5 years, you're going to say, wow,
yeah,
looks better.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not as jarring anymore.
Exactly. Yes.
I think that another thing that people are really going to enjoy, if they haven't seen it, and I have no idea if it's in there, but I got to think if we're celebrating a summer of fun, that it'll be in there. And you guys are going to smile as soon as I remind you of it because it was so magical. We were so caught up in, hey, who cares? They're giant home runs. This isn't steroids. And Sammy Sosa played us like a fiddle in this respect. My favorite Sammy Sosa moment. And keep in mind, I went to the Dominican Republic to report on that summer hurricane ravaged Dominican Republic. I was in the back of fire trucks that were headed to his house as people were climbing the walls because they were desperate of his home, just trying to get milk. My favorite part of the summer of Sammy Sosa was when he arrived at first base. And that first base coach gave him a tiny American flag. And he trotted the other three bases just with a tiny American flag that you would buy for 99 cents at a flea market. And he ran around the bases. And we all loved Sammy Sosa, Sam Sosa, whatever it is that he wanted to be, because he knew how to. He saw the way Lance Armstrong, he's like, wait a minute, if Lance Armstrong can be out there and they care about him cycling because he wraps himself in the flag, watch this. Wait till you see when I give my first base coach a tiny little American flag because I know I'm going to hit a home run because that's all I did that entire summer.
Stugatz here. Support for the Dan Le Batard Show with Stugatz podcast comes from our friends at Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. Home today is so much more than it was yesterday, but at Rocket Mortgage, home is still all about you. During these challenging times, the top priority at Rocket Mortgage is the health and safety of the communities they serve. If you need mortgage assistance, their team is available 24/7 to answer questions and offer solutions. Whether that means saving money on your mortgage or finding a new way to navigate payments from their home to yours, the team at Rocket Mortgage is with you. Visit rocketmortgage.com/Lebatard to learn more. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states. NMLS consumeraccess.org number is 3030. Guests on the Dan Le Batard Show appear via the Shell Pennzoil Performance Line. Pennzoil's synthetic motor oils are made from natural gas. It gives you unbeatable engine protection. The proof is in the Pennzoil based on sequence 4A wear test using SAE 5W-30. Here's your SportsCenter update. The NFL plans to increase its social justice footprint by pledging to donate $250 million over a 10-year period. Ravens coach John Harbaugh talked about the guidelines outlining procedures for the full reopening of their practice facilities, which were closed because of the coronavirus pandemic, saying fulfilling these obligations is, quote, humanly impossible. And finally, according to researchers at UC Berkeley, taking the underarm sweat from a man and putting it on a woman's lips can improve her mood and regulate her menstrual cycle. Try that today on Abby. If you're like me, you love a good stat, but there's one stat you probably don't know, your vehicle's battery charge. That's why Advance Auto Parts has free vehicle battery testing and installation with no appointment necessary. Advance your auto at Advance Auto Parts and participating CarQuest locations. See stores for details. For all the latest headlines and information, tune in to SportsCenter on ESPN Radio all throughout the day.
So we're seeing some things inside and outside of sports that represent substantive change when you're talking about NASCAR removing the Confederate flag, the Boston Red Sox volunteering that Fenway Park has been a place where you can hear last year seven racial slurs that they caught. And now the NFL, an LA Galaxy player losing his job because of something his wife was doing on social media that qualified as hate speech. And in the middle of this, what you have happening, I don't know if you've noticed, Dugatz, but Dominique Foxworth has taken a real star turn here at the network where he's on all of the shows. And part of the reason for that, I have to assume, is because he gets placed in front of him thing X, and his response is some version of, yeah, nice, do better. Yeah, nice, do better. And so when the NFL gives $250 million over 10 years, I understand your cynicism. I understand when Dave Zirin writes, hey, you should use all that money to buy a really giant mirror. Like, I get why it is that people would do that. But $250 million is a lot of money, even though they have a lot of money. Yep. $25 million a year is something that can actually instigate positive change. But I also understand the people who say, that's just what you owe Kaepernick. Like, that's what you're paying over the next 10 years is simply what you owe that dude for everything that you have done for him peacefully protesting in your sport. I can see actually both sides of that one. I think the NFL is in a bit of a no-win position here. There is no amount of money. They could have said it's $1 billion.
Right.
Like, it's going to be met with cynicism because of the statement they've been making for 4 years, not the same statement they've been making for the last 2 weeks.
I also understand why people have that reaction to it. Buy a mirror. Part of me is like, well, how is this productive? How is someone supposed to get better? Like the Red Sox. Are we supposed to treat this statement by calling to attention all their wrongs when they themselves are calling out their own wrongs? But I understand why people don't want to let go, why people still have something to say about something that scarred them.
But they're questioning the timing on it. That's what's happening. Why are the Red Sox suddenly now admitting something that a lot of people have been saying for many, many years?
You're still questioning the timing on these
things. No one's questioning the timing on it.
Well, no,
who's questioning the timing on it?
That's convenient. What a coincidence.
There are people say, listen, these reports have been out there for years. Torrey Hunter told that story on Golic and Wingo, and it's not the first time he told that story. I believe it is the first time the Red Sox have validated that story.
I know, but Stugatz, the reason is obvious. Like, no, there's no questioning the timing. The reason, the shift is in your streets.
Like, I know, but people, for whatever reason, Dan, are questioning. I know it's obvious. The reasons are obvious.
I mean,
there's
man.
No straw man. If you think people aren't questioning the motives here of the Red Sox and the NFL, you guys are out of your mind.
You said motives and timing. Those are not the same thing. So no one's questioning the timing. No one.
Yeah, we all know the timing.
Dan, the timing and motives are tied together. I mean, they just are. How, you don't think people are questioning the timing of some of these statements? You don't think people are saying to the Red Sox, hey, why didn't you come out 2 years ago and validate what Torrey Hunter said?
That is specifically the thing that you do. You arrive at a place and you question thing that has arrived and say people are questioning the timing. We all know in our streets, as freedom feels like it's falling apart, why it is all of these people are doing this. We all know why NASCAR has now decided to say never mind about the Confederate flag. We're all very well aware of why this is happening. Why? Because the dollars are telling you that public opinion has shifted on this, and all of these corporations need to protect themselves.
I know what's happening. This segment in itself is a microcosm of the larger discussion. Sugatz is learning a lot. This is not the greatest time for Sugatz to be the sports funny guy. He's learning. He's learning what to say. He's learning about other people's opinions and ways.
I'm listening.
Yes.
Yes.
So let's not jump down his neck as he's over here questioning timing when he means motives. I mean, he's an idiot savant sometimes.
Exactly.
And I didn't mean to include savant. I just did that to be nice to him.
Well, thank you, Michael.
Can you get the straw man imaging here, as Stugat says people are questioning the timing, because we could have not gone into this hole and just played the imaging that we have for circumstances like this when Stugat takes an opinion that is sort of in the smoke and hard for anyone to touch and forms it and sculpts it so that it becomes, people are saying the internet has spoken out on this subject.
I don't like to feel alone. I mean, that's really what it comes down to, Dan. So when I say people, listen, I have no idea, but I'm assuming that that's what people are doing if I'm doing the same thing.
Let me explain something to you on what you're doing, because I feel like there are certain instances when I know you a little better than you know you.
Most instances.
You are wearing a cloak of people are saying the same way Batman uses his. It is your opinion buried beneath a cloak of people are saying.
Many are saying this.
You're on to me.
If you were a superhero, that's what your bulletproof cape would be. It would be simply people are saying, so that when an executive comes to you and says, Stugat, are you sure about this opinion you had? I just know that people are saying it. Mike, are you mad at Pete Carroll? It sounded before like you were mad at, you weren't merely questioning Pete Carroll. It sounded like you were mad at Pete Carroll.
Right. So I touched on this. I'm about to do what I said kind of feels, has me feeling a little conflicted. You know, someone comes out with a positive statement, a surefire sign of progress, and people come in with the whatabouts. But Pete Carroll, I heard this sound on Golic and Wingo about him talking about how they were planning on bringing Colin Kaepernick into a workout. We know that Colin Kaepernick was close to signing with two teams, really, the Seattle Seahawks and the Baltimore Ravens. We kind of have a good idea of what happened with the Baltimore situation. We don't know that much about Seattle. And it's hard to frame this as a victory lap, but Pete Carroll has this reputation of being one of the more socially agreeable coaches, letting his players speak on matters that seem like a perfect fit, because Pete Carroll is the woke football coach. But Pete Carroll, they played this out on Golic and Wingo, and then I know they have a show and they have to move on, but they didn't press him, seize on what he's saying. They're taking him for his word. Pete Carroll flatly says, oh, the issue of him kneeling never came up. We're supposed to believe that with Colin Kaepernick? Maybe it didn't come up directly with Colin. I'll take you for your word there. But internally, most definitely. And then Pete Carroll says, we had a workout scheduled and I don't really know what happened there. And we just fly by it. Like, that's an acceptable answer.
What do you mean?
What do you mean you don't know what happened there? Here's what I would say. Maybe you know exactly what happened there and would find it counterintuitive to put that out there right now, given this movement. Maybe there was something there behind the scenes that you don't want to put out, and that's entirely possible, because even though he's being kept out of work, Colin Kaepernick has a lot of power right now. A lot. And people will seize on anything you say, and maybe Pete Carroll doesn't even want to crack the door open just a little bit that maybe there's something going on with Colin Kaepernick's camp. Maybe this is a little bit more complicated than that. He doesn't even want to say that. But to take him for his word that he doesn't know what happened with the workout seems absurd to me.
You know what is funny about our people are saying cloak that Stugat is wearing? Stugat, yesterday, it was not people who were saying that they would be shocked if Kaepernick didn't get back into the league in a couple of weeks. It was only you.
Yep.
You were the only one anywhere in America saying it, and that's the time you decided to not go with people are saying. You decided to go with, I would be shocked if Kaepernick is not in the league very soon.
I want that one to myself.
Though we're apart these days, we're sharing more. So at Geico, we'd like to say thanks. Thanks for sharing your savage dance moves. Thanks for sharing your DIY haircut fails. Thanks for sharing your inner lip sync star. Now it's our turn to share with the Geico Give Back, a 15% credit on car and motorcycle policies for current and new customers. Because we're committed for the long haul, the 15% credit lasts your full policy term. Visit geico.com/giveback for more info and eligibility.
ESPN Radio is presented by Progressive Insurance. We love sports. Sports inspire us. They give us hope in ourselves, in the world, and, of course, in amazing comebacks. Our love for sports grows each day. Dear Sports is our love letter to sports. Share your Dear Sports letter with us. Call 860-506-6161 or share a video or text using the hashtag Dear Sports on Twitter or Instagram.
John Amici is going to join us in about 10 minutes. He's always insightful. You guys really like listening to him. We will also play a new round of Stump the Meech with him. We need to update our tournament. The Looks Like tournaments carried us through a brutal pandemic time in terms of content. We did the NCAA tournament, and now we are down to our final four teams in the NIT Looks Like tournament. So we've got three seeds and a two seed left in this tournament.
Wow.
We got the three seed that is first going to be revealed here is, of course, Adam Silver.
Adam Silver looks like an Oscar statue before bronzing.
Tough to beat.
Adam Silver is going to be tough to beat, but Mina Kimes is going to try to do it.
Mina Kimes looks like she exaggerates a loud cough as a smoker walks by her on the street.
Number three seed Rob Pelinka is here, and he is strong.
Rob Pelinka looks like the guy who cuts in front of your family at the airport gate to ask if there's a separate lounge for Diamond Status members.
It's really good.
I keep forgetting that one.
It's
That's going to
really
win.
Really good. And is it going to win? Yeah. Is it going to beat this, the two seed, the only two seed remaining, the highest seed remaining?
Mike Greenberg looks like the guy who holds his nose when jumping in the pool.
I forgot about that.
It's four good ones. All of the, it's a strong looks like tournament in the NCAA when that's your NIT Final Four. Stugat, as is his wont, continues with segments during the break. Right. Spittle flying everywhere. Did you have more to say? Because did you say it all, or did you want to say some of it on the air? Because I felt like I was getting stuff that you wanted to say on air privately.
No, I think I said everything that needed to be said, and enjoyed the piling on from you and Mike. I was just pointing out that there to you during the break that there were a lot of people, because I need this in my life, there were a lot of people on Twitter who were agreeing with me. I know that's annoying to you. I was just letting you know. Perhaps you guys should listen better. I mean,
agreeing with you on what?
On the whole questioning of the Red Sox, the timing, that these things are tied together, that, hey, Boston, Red Sox, if you knew this last year, why did you take Torrey Hunter?
You're listening very poorly. The timing is obvious, Stugatz. Like, no one's questioning why this is happening now. It's obviously happening now because of what's happening in America right now. You could question, you could be skeptical about the motives of the people doing it, but that's not what you were doing, was it?
No, but because of the timing, people are questioning the motives of these organizations, the sincerity of these organizations. Of course, tied together. You want to know how I know? I'm listening.
I actually got what you were trying to say there.
Thank you.
At the very end.
Yeah.
Took a minute.
Thank you. Well, sometimes, you know, if you just let me get to the end, I talk these things out. I could be more efficient, granted. But if you just let me go, I might make a mistake or two along the path. But eventually, I will tie it into a nice tidy knot.
I mean,
how about that?
Tidy.
I don't feel like your knots are tidy. I don't put it on the poll.
You know?
Put it on the poll, Guillermo at Levitard Show. Are Stugatz's knots tidy? Incidentally, by the way, this is also something that you can question the timing on if you want, and the motives. A Magic Johnson documentary and a Doug Williams biopic are in the works right now because we are in, all of a sudden everybody's realized, hey, sports documentaries. Like, wait a minute. You want to question the timing on that? Because I feel like we are going to get inundated in 2021 with biopics and sports documentaries.
I don't want to question the timing on that, but I guarantee you people are questioning the timing on that.
Well, the Doug Williams one seems rather obvious. The Magic Johnson one, that's going to be an interesting story. It's just him that's not interesting when he speaks. John Amici next.